Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, September 29th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Despite heavy security, an evangelist proclaims the gospel in Pakistan. Children's programming is on the horizon for Sat-7 in the Farsi language, and a couple is working in England to minister to the Iranian people. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, there are over 3 million Christians in Pakistan. They're living in the heart of the Muslim world where persecution and extremist retaliation is expected. Even so, evangelist Sammy Tibbet just finished preaching a series of gospel messages in Karachi. Ministry spokesman Chris Dillashaw says hundreds responded.
The harvest field there in Pakistan is ripe. We have a television broadcast that's on cable television there in Pakistan several days a week. And it just seems as though we as Westerners won't know the bondage that Islam can put on people, but also the hunger for real truth that people have.
Dillashaw says that they're now planning discipleship ministry and a return next year.
We're looking at continuing our TV broadcast, and right now it's just purely evangelistic. We're looking at dividing that up, going in two different directions, continuing on with evangelistic, but also putting in some discipleship materials on TV there so that there can be an avenue of growth for Christians.
Meanwhile, economics could prevent Christian radio from spreading in Romania. Reports indicate that Romania may join the European Union as early as 2007. Little Samaritan Mission's Florin Pindic-Blaj believes that could be bad news for their 16 radio station network and putting 4 new stations on the air.
European Union is the one who monitored everything, and I understood till 2007 there will be no more frequencies available for public, so we got to do whatever we could now.
$20,000 is all it takes to put each radio station on the air where parts of the country are unreached.
I'm working for 14 years. There are areas where people didn't have a chance to hear, and the radio, it's the most efficient because it's penetrate in their homes, in their cars, and will be just enough for someone.
Our website has the information you need to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Satellite television is a powerful way to take the gospel to restricted countries in the Middle East and North Africa. Sat-7 is planning to do just that with a new children's television series called Gol Gandam, all in Farsi. With the potential to reach over 35 million Farsi-speaking young people and also their parents with the truth of Jesus, Sat-7 needs your help. Pray that God will bless this strategic outreach and that many will respond to the power of the gospel. Next, in the Muslim world, Iranians are the most responsive to the gospel. InterServe partners that we'll call Mark and Shelley for security reasons work with the Alam Ministry in London, England. They're helping to strengthen and expand the church in Iran by training Farsi-speaking Christians to take the gospel to their own people. Mark with InterServe says,
what Alam wants to see accomplished, first of all, would be that millions of Iranians can hear the gospel. Of course, being in a country where, you know, it's 99% Islamic, you don't get many opportunities to hear about Christ. And so one of the first goals is to create the opportunities for millions to hear who Jesus is.
The Bible is key to reaching Farsi-speaking Muslims. Shelley asked for prayer as Alam develops ways to share the gospel with Farsi speakers in England and Iran.
That's very important. The Word of God, we know, is powerful and effective. And we believe it's the most important thing we could do is to get the Word of God into the hands of the people.
And finally, while Transworld Radio celebrates 50 years of ministry internationally, they're getting ready to celebrate a milestone in Africa. On November 1st, TWR will celebrate 30 years of ministry in the African continent. The broadcast started with a donated transmitter from a New York businessman, and now TWR is broadcasting into 40 countries in more than 60 languages. Pray that funding will allow Transworld to continue to expand to reach even more of the unreached. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Ralph Winter calls the book exciting, optimistic, and jammed with timely missions information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.